Welcome to Resilient Faith, the podcast. Opportunities to find deeper resilience within ourselves can come when life seems most challenging. This podcast is to help you develop that resilience and connection with God. Being resilient and having power starts with faith.
Summer has begun. Winter and spring have said goodbye for now. Or maybe they are saying, look what's next. We'll be back, but look what we've brought you. Enjoy the summer. Summer to many of us means simple, slowing down, a little easier maybe. Relishing the warm days, the nights with the crickets coming out at night and saying, thank you, summer, over and over and over and over and over again, gratefully expressing themselves. The summer floral quilts over the plains and the mountains, in our backyards, on our patios, or maybe just on our own little windowsill. They're all enjoying the summer, pretty simply. They grow, they bloom, they look for the sun, they color the soil above from which they are growing. They simply move with the breeze. Simple, like breathing. Maybe we can use summer to simplify, to make things calmer, to slow down, to find peace and wisdom, moments of meditation, as well as joyful exuberations. Start your day by simply giving thanks that another day is yours. You've been given an amazing gift. Listen for the spoon clanging next to your cup as you stir your coffee or tea in the morning. It's calling you to find the quiet when it stops. It's calling you to say, now my job is done. I bet this is going to taste great. Breathe. Begin the day with a simple task. Make your bed. And when those pillows get plopped just the way you want, and the comforter gets pulled up just where you like, take a moment to remember how amazingly fortunate we are for the warmth, the comfort, the coverings. For some have only a floor. Some have only a sidewalk. Some have only a rough patch of ground with some old, and I mean old, padding. Remind yourself the bed is there again for you tonight. When darkness and quiet settles in and calls us to rest. And breathing while we are sleeping, restoring us even more than during the day's inhales and exhales. Breathe. Water your plants. You are nourishing them. Nourish yourself and your body the next time you take a long drink of water or sit down for an evening meal and take your time to drink that single glass of water or to savor each bite, all of which sustains you. And then breathe. Give thanks. Give thanks that you have nurtured and nourished yourself as well. Encourage yourself to make simple choices this summer. Small steps, little chores, minute decisions. They are all progress. Enjoy the warm sun. Enjoy the pounding hard rains at night. Enjoy the cool evenings outside. And breathe. Meet up with a friend. Call an old acquaintance. And realize and trust that you may be giving them the best gift they've had in a long time. With each breath, know that you have engaged in a connection, knitting together memories and friendships. Breathe. Meet up with yourself. In your simple summer, take into account all that you have accomplished in life, all that you have accomplished today so far and give thanks. You are breathing. You are receiving daily bread in so many ways. The sunrise, the clouds breaking away to reveal blue skies, the small tasks that your body allows you to perform, the chores that might seem mundane, the exhilarating experiences that leave you in awe and wonder, and you know, even breathless. So breathe, inhale, exhale, breathe it all in. The good, the amazing, the bewildering, the sad, and be grateful. Breathe. Take some stress away this summer. Find the simple in the tasks that need to be done. Let us be thankful we have chores. Find the simple in the joys that are around us. Let us be thankful we have joys. Say no sometimes. Let us be thankful we have the power to say no. And if not no, maybe. If not maybe, then at some time. Your time. And go ahead. Say yes. Say yes to simple. Say yes to yourself. Say yes that you need to tend to yourself. You need to take care of yourself, to nurture yourself, to nourish yourself. And in all that, don't forget to breathe. Step outside just before you go to bed one summer night. You see above you, on a clear night, the stars, the moon, the planets, the galaxies that go on beyond what we can see are all still there. Unreachable, perhaps, the way we perceive it, but giving us a calm of comfort that they are present, that they are everlasting. Even on a cloudy night, we know they're all still there. Lots of things are still around us. We may not be able to see them or even realize they are there, but we can certainly pause and wonder quietly and watch and listen and wait and breathe and feel and experience them and trust they are with us. In the calm that we can find with our own deep breathing, our own ability of slowing down our fast pace, our own ability to listen to ourselves and our bodies replenish itself with each inhale and exhale. With each stir of that spoon in our morning cup of beginning. And simply stopping and listening to the voice within us, the one that is most true and honest and simple. Not all the noises and the cacophony around us, just the simple stirring spoon in our morning cup of tea, our mug of coffee. It often does seem as if it makes a lot of noise, doesn't it? Until we stop it. So let us be grateful for that morning nourishment. And let us be grateful for that noisy spoon. Let us be grateful for the quiet when we stop stirring. And what we do when we enjoy the drink of what we call everyday life. And let us drink in the day that awaits us and be grateful. Maybe we can do that this summer. If we look for the simple and make an effort this summer to simplify all the busyness around us, we will often, if not always, find more kindness for others, more kindness for ourselves, and a calm and a peace that with each breath that we are given allows us to find ourselves on a summer day. Finding the simple in summer. Finding the gratefulness. Finding the thankfulness. Finding the breath that we breathe. Breathe.
You've been listening to Resilient Faith, the podcast. Resilient Faith is sponsored by Brentwood Presbyterian Church in West Los Angeles. You can follow our church and this podcast on Facebook at BPC Team and Instagram at BPC_USA. Make sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. And thanks for listening.